Tuesday, and it's time to talk about workplace. And today we're talking about sexual harassment in the workplace, specifically sexual harassment of men. As is often the case during an economic recession, employment litigation claims are going up. That's no surprise. But the surprise is, as according to the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, more than ever, sexual harassment claims are being filed by men. To talk about it is Justin Jones-Fosu. He's the leadership trainer and host of WEAA Baltimore's Listen Up. Good morning again, Justin.
Good morning.
And we also have Mary Jo O'Neill, regional attorney with the EEOC Phoenix District Office, with us as well. Justin, so how common are these claims from men about sexual harassment in the workplace?
Well, you know, one of the things that people were seeing is that it's actually still the case that a majority of sexual harassment claims are being filed by women. But the numbers have gone up significantly, Celeste. I mean, in 2006, 15.4% of claims were made by men. But in 2009, that number jumped to 16.4%, which equals 2,000 out of the 13,000 claims made last year. And if you really look back over two past decades, you'll see why this number is notable. 20 years ago, it was only 8% of claims that were made by men.
So it's doubled. And are most of these cases, who's perpetrating these? And is it mostly female perpetrators? Is it men?
Well, the EEOC, the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, they don't track the sex of the alleged harasser, but employment attorneys have increasingly observed the numbers of men alleging sexual harassment from other male coworkers. And one of the things that they're seeing is that that the cases have actually gone down from men who are accusing female bosses or coworkers. But either way, it's complicated for the victim. I mean, if a man is being harassed by a woman, other people expect that person to be flattered. And if a man is being harassed by another man, the victim really might be afraid of coming across as homosexual if he speaks up.
Okay, so Mary Jo, your office in Phoenix there has actually litigated a number of sexual harassment cases from men. Give me an example of a case that's come across your desk recently.
Well, we've had several, one against the Cheesecake Factory, one against Fleming's, one involving a McDonald's franchise. That's probably one of the more high-profile cases. It involved a group of young men. They were high school students, including one, Geraldo Reyes, who was 17 years old at the time, in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and they were all being sexually harassed by a male manager. When Geraldo started working at the local McDonald's franchise, he started working in November of 2003. The manager started by touching his hand, touching his belly, touching his backside, and it went over a period of months, and he actually attempted to grab his genitals. This went on for probably 4 or 5 months. He was living with his father at the time and was too embarrassed to even tell his dad, but eventually he told his mother in March, and it wasn't easy for him. He really says, in his own words, he said, "I struggled emotionally and felt weird about all the people around me looking at me differently." And so he finally came forward and complained to us, and we filed a lawsuit and settled that in 2006 for a consent decree and money, about $90,000.
And we did speak with McDonald's about this case, and their spokesperson, Danya Proud, said, quote, "Please know we take these matters seriously. We work hard to provide a safe and respectful workplace for all our employees and have a strict policy prohibiting any form of harassment or discrimination in our restaurant." But Mary Jo, I want to ask you, what's causing the rise in the number of claims from men? Is it really that there's a larger number of these cases occurring, or are the men just reporting it more?
Yeah, it's hard to know, but based upon my 31 years of doing this, I really don't think sexual harassment has become more common. Sadly, it's really always been around. I mean, it just used to become called life. It wasn't until pretty recently that the courts have said that this is actually illegal. Rather, I really think men are speaking up more. I think because we're talking like today and telling people that this is illegal behavior, that it's something that they can do something about. It violates Title VII. So I think there's more knowledge out there. There's more outreach. People know what their rights are, and they're coming forward. But I really should note that even though we are seeing more men come forward and complaining about sexual harassment, it is still a hugely unreported violation of the federal civil rights law. According to some studies, less than 3% of all victims file a claim.
Justin, I got to ask you, I mean, the barricades, the obstacles for a man reporting sexual harassment, especially when it's being perpetrated by another male. That seems to be a very difficult thing. Is there anything that we can do to help as a country to help people feel more comfortable coming forward? Or what should a man do if he's in this position?
That's a phenomenal question, Celeste. I mean, one thing is you should always do the same thing a woman would do if she was being harassed. First, you may want to tell the harasser directly that the conduct is unwelcome and must stop, and the sexual harassment should then stop immediately. And if you aren't comfortable confronting the individual, then start documenting the harassment with the date, time, place, and your response. Next, speak to your supervisor or the human resource department about the situation. Once you report the situation, your employer should investigate, and eventually they'll let you know what should be determined. And if you think your employer didn't fulfill its obligation under the law, consider contacting your state's anti-discrimination agency of the EEOC.
Just like Mary Jo O'Neill fulfills that for her Phoenix office. She's the regional attorney with the EEOC, the Phoenix District's office. And that was Justin Jones Fosu, friend of the show, leadership trainer and host of WEAA Baltimore's Listen Up, talking about the rise in sexual harassment cases being reported by men.
No barrier for you to report. You can reach us on any subject, including that one. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE, or you can post a comment at thetakeaway.org. While you're there, catch up on our week-long series, Getting Schooled. It continues later this morning with Education Secretary Arne Duncan. You can also check out the podcast Power Players with Todd Zwillick and Movie Date, and subscribe to any of these by going to thetakeaway.org. Click on Podcasts.
We've been asking you today about education, speaking of that, and we're asking you, if we got a national curriculum, what's the one class, besides reading and math, what's the one class you think should be required? Let us know at 877-8-MY-TAKE or on our website. I'm Celeste Headlee.
I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.